Part 3. A fool with power is a dangerous thing, and we live in a world overflowing with fools and power. Extract from The Helian Primer of Light. From the Journal of Queen Isolde.
I have but a few moments. I can only write when Viego leaves my sight. The kindred of death are near. I sense them, lurking on the periphery, waiting to claim me. I feel movement nearby where there should be none. Perhaps I am merely delusional with fever, but I swear I've heard the impatient padding of the wolf circling my bed as I drift in and out of slumber. And once, I am sure of it, I saw a pale luminous form crouched on my windowsill. The lamp, with her wolf's head mask, obscuring her ovine face. And yet, while I want to live, oh, do I want to live? I hold no fear of death. Why would I? For is it not said there is no pain or fear in the beyond? There I will be reunited with the powerful women in my family I have heard so much about but never met in my life. The aunts and great aunts who ruled our family and its protective and notoriously fierce matriarchs. It comforts me to know that when my own time comes, I will be one with them in the light. So no, I do not fear what is to come for me. But I do fear for those I leave behind. How fragile are the hopes and dreams of mortals? How delicately balanced are the paths of the future, so easily disrupted by chance and ill fortune? And how prideful of us to believe we can shape them to our liking? Such hubris! To think that I, a simple peasant girl, no more than a seamstress, could aspire to change a kingdom. Oh, how the fates must have laughed, for I truly believed my union with Viego would usher in a new age for Camivore, one that would see an end to the greed-fueled slaughter and conquest it was built upon. And we are so close. But do I think he will continue down that noble road when I am gone? No, I fear not. He is too easily swayed by the machinations of those around him, too easily controlled by his own petty whims and impulses without my counsel. Oh, there it is again, my pride. But in truth, changing the direction of Camivore was always my dream, not his. There is a gentleness in his heart, it is true. That was the part of him that I fell in love with. But I see less and less of that in him as time goes by. He has been too damaged by the venomous blend of cruelty, indifference, and privilege of his upbringing. It seems at times a war wages within him. On one side is an arrogant, entitled boy, angry that anything could exist in the world that he cannot own and control. On the other, a self-doubting, fearful young man, desperately seeking the love, respect, and approval of those who will never give it. I thought our love would help steer him out of that darkness. But it seems the fates had other ideas. Even before that fateful blade cut me, he was starting to look at me differently. I began to feel less like his partner and more like a prize. It seemed at times I represented something almost divine in nature to him, some ideal that no reality could ever live up to. He doted on me, lavished me with gifts and platitudes, swore he could never live without me, as he does now, even as I near the end. And told me I was perfect, but his eyes glossed over and his smile became fixed when I said things that did not align with his vision of who he wanted me to be. He refuses to accept that I am slipping away, and I have seen how poorly he reacts when denied what he wants. I have a desperate, terrible fear of what will happen once I am gone. I worry that his rage and grief will lead Camivore down a far darker, more blood-soaked path than it already treads. And it's hard not to succumb to despair. What can I do? How can this be averted? All my hope now resides in dear Callista. She is as wise as she is strong, as good-hearted as she is fierce. Viego would never admit it, to her least of all, but he yearns to prove himself worthy in her eyes. He often tells me stories of his childhood, and it was always Callista who comforted him when he was hurt or when he had a nightmare. Who else was there? His mother died giving birth to him, and his father neglected him right up until the end. Callista was the only one who ever cared. It was she who gave him guidance and advice when he needed it, and the swift rebuke when he acted poorly. It is a shame she spent so much of his youth away on campaign. I cannot help but wonder if he would have been a better man that he spent more time with her, but that thought gains us nothing. One thing I know for certain. When I am no longer here, Callista will be the only one who can guide him truly. I am so tired, I can barely hold this quill steady. My eyes are as heavy as my heart. I feel the hot breath of the wolf on my neck. It draws close. A part of me longs to give in, to allow it to take me, to move beyond pain and fear. But no. I must hold on as long as I am able. I owe it to all who will suffer Viego's wrath, should he succumb to the madness I fear may claim him when I pass. I must sleep.